Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
I am Emily.
I'm Jeanette.
And this is Horror Slumber Party.
Yeah.
We do it differently every single time. I wish we would like finally get a hold of how we do it. This is episode 30, I think, and we still don't and have like a
We
set.
Also still like kind of wait and think of what to say.
Yeah, we really just sit here and we're like, oh.
I love it.
It's not good, but it's
a brand.
It is. Us not knowing what we're doing, but still having a podcast.
Sad. I was literally about to hop into the social media. That's not good. Today is kind of free for us, but first let's talk about life in general.
Okay. Let's. So I've only been playing video games.
And honestly, me too, but I only have Mario Kart and Super Mario Brothers. So
I mean, that's all you really need, man. It's okay.
That's true. I mean, I already finished Super Mario Brothers. I've just like restarted it over.
Right. Right. Of course.
You know, that's a very easy game. And it's on the DS. So it's even easier. You know how
it's just DS right there.
So much easier.
They are. Well, because it's like portable and stuff, which is why I like my Switch so much, by the way, because it can be portable, but I can also put it on the TV.
I want one so badly. Jessica has one at her house and I've been playing it like nonstop, obviously.
It's incredible. I use my Switch all the time.
I need it. I'm going to get one once I have like money.
Do it. That's a good idea. It's a good investment. And I mean, it holds up really well. You can play it portably. You can hold it on the TV. This episode is sponsored by Nintendo.
Oh, I wish. That'd be so freaking cool.
Right? That would be awesome.
Too big of a company.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we have like 30 followers. I don't think that'll work.
It's
but
okay. We can to get them.
Yeah, we'll get them. It'll work.
Well, hold on. Question.
Okay.
Have you seen the Switch lights?
Yes.
Do you? I mean, I know you have like the original one or like the one that goes on the TV and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think for me, like, should I get one of those instead?
Well, would you want it on the TV?
I mean, yeah, but I feel like I'm usually just playing by myself anyways.
Then just get the Switch Lite. The Switch Lite is also, it's cuter to me. I don't know. Like, the yellow color is adorable.
Yeah, they have a lot of cute colors. And it's, like, $200 cheaper.
Yeah, the Switch is pretty expensive. I mean, it's not that bad, but it's, I don't know, it's very small.
Yeah.
I don't know, game systems are, like, I don't know, dude. I only play Nintendo games, really. So
I know. I feel like that's me too. I mean, literally me, I just play Mario, so
right, that's definitely but Nintendo.
I really do want to play Animal Crossing. I've been watching videos and stuff, and I think it would be fun.
Yeah, so I downloaded Animal Crossing the day it came out, which as of the day that we're recording this was 10 days ago, but I started playing it 11 days ago because somehow I got it like an hour early. I don't know. It was really cool.
Ooh, what the heck? Okay.
And so on my Switch, if you go to your profile, it tells you how long you've spent on specific games.
Oh, no.
So you know how much I love Harvest Moon. Like, I love Harvest Moon.
Yes.
Guess how many hours I've played on Harvest Moon?
Okay, so this is in a span of 11 days?
No. This is just all of my Harvest Moon.
Oh, okay. I feel like you've had it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
400 hours.
Wow. No, it's at 65.
okay.
But that's actually really not that long, but it was like within...
Like,
but it's like within the time that I've had it. Like, I had had it for like 2 months and I was already at like 60 hours, you know? So for Animal Crossing, I've had it for 10 days and I've already played over 50 hours on it.
Oh, no.
So, well, we're also quarantined, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, that's how much I'm really enjoying it. And David and I play it together like all the time. It's really fun.
I want to play it.
I would recommend getting the light. and New Horizons. Because, I mean, if you get the Lite and the game, it's less expensive than just the normal console on its own.
That's true. I think I'm about to.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's us. Glad I can be here to help.
30 minutes of talking about Nintendo.
Well, I'm not even done talking about Nintendo yet, so.
Okay, keep going.
David has started playing, like, a couple Zelda games, like, on the TV, and I just sit in there and I watch him, or I'll play Animal Crossing on my Switch, or the game Octopath Traveler, which I really like, too. But recently, both of us, since the gyms are closed, we've been doing Wii Fit, which I've told you a little bit about.
So much.
So we tried to do 30 minutes of Wii Fit a day, and it keeps telling me I'm overweight, and I'm like, no, please, Wii Fit.
No, it's like, have you seen that TikTok where it's like me when my Wii Fit would tell me I'm morbidly obese?
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Oh my god.
But we try to do 30 minutes of Wii Fit a day. Actually, I do. David just, I mean, he has tried to, but he just kind of stopped the last couple days. I'm kind of disappointed. I'm carrying this Wii Fit. But there is one game. It's called The Trampoline Jump. And I've played that like 50 times. And you literally just squat the whole time. And so I did it like 20 times in one day. And the next day I could like barely sit down. Like my legs were sore. Like it was bad. And the Wii Fit really does. It gets you, man. It exercises you. It works.
Yeah, because it's like, it tells you you're obese. So first off, you really want to try because it says that.
Yeah.
And like the stuff that they do, like, I mean, there's squats. I mean, I remember there was like lunges in like, what are the things where you jump up and then crouch down like a frog? Jump up, crouch down like a frog. What is that called?
Leapfrogging.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I remember I had to do those one time on Wii Fit. So like it is a workout.
And they have like actual exercises. Like they'll have you do sit-ups or crunches, and it's like, wow.
Yes.
We've been sleeping on Wii Fit, man.
It's true. I wanted to steal my Wii from my house in Midland.
You should have.
I know I should have.
Well, once you're not quarantined, you can come back and get it.
I guess so.
Okay.
Wait, let me also, tell you about play Zelda.
Oh, of course, please.
It'd be fun. Anyways, okay, going on.
You would like Breath of the Wild, which is on the Switch. I'd recommend that one too. That one's easily one of the best Zelda games.
Okay.
And that's coming from me.
And literally Zelda Queen. Got it.
Love Zelda. I have a Zelda tattoo, in case you didn't know. I'm not talking to you, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so let's get into this.
Okay.
So, this is going to be a fake case. All right? So, it's fake, obviously. But this is going to be, like, a fun little, like, guessing game. Okay?
Okay.
So, if you guess what it is, just don't tell me you know it. And then at the end, if you don't know it, I'll send you a video link. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That's a really weird way for me to say it, but I'm just really excited. All right. So, let's get started. This was an innocent man, and there was no way to prove that he did anything wrong, but yet he was still framed and convicted of the murder of multiple people. Even those who were on the jury for this claimed that it was not him, and there was evidence to prove that it was someone else. Though we don't know how many victims there were of this large killer, I don't know why I said it like that in my notes, it was definitely many. This large killer. was well known, and he was even caught like on a live broadcast being caught. Everyone in the town like knew that this was happening, and they were all watching this police chase happen. So some evidence has come into the light that the killer was still at large even after the convicted felony the convicted felon was put in jail for life for this.
Sad.
So we're going to get to some of the other people that this could have been. Okay.
Okay.
So for the first one, there was definite evidence of this man killing before. Like, definite evidence of this man killing before. Like, he literally stole someone's identity. And, like, he killed him and stole his identity. Which isn't good.
Okay.
It's a really bad thing to do. And, like, he was just, like, sometimes he just had blood on him. And he just acted like nothing was happening there. You know? Well.
Okay. I'm, like, thinking really hard on who it is. Anyways, go on.
It'll probably be more obvious later.
Okay.
So he's, like, this man, there are many quotes of him saying really creepy stuff. Yeah. This man, he's not the person I think it is, but it is definitely a possibility that it's him. Are you thinking?
I'm thinking of Johnny Depp characters for some reason.
Well, all right. So this next person. This person is a giant piece of garbage, okay? So there's not much evidence supporting him being the killer. However, there is, like, some little pieces of evidence that really come forward, and it seems obvious that he is, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
So, this person is actually psychotic. He's, like, not okay.
Oh, no.
This person has frequently had psychotic outbursts, used people for his own personal gain, and he even has a very extensive criminal record. It seems very clear that he does have a split personality, and in case this isn't clear, I'm not saying because he may have that sort of thing, that is why he's a killer. That is just stating this in the facts. I don't want to offend anybody. I just have to be careful. Right. And it seems like he can be two very different people within just minutes of each other. Like, he'll be super nice.
Mr. Robot. What?
No.
I don't think you've ever even seen that.
No. My parents tried to watch it at some point, but I don't think they like... I think I told you I was in New York as it was being filmed, right? Like, we were across the street from it being filmed.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. I may have been in the same street as Rami Malek and not
what?
Even...
Hold on. What if, like, I see an episode and you're just walking in the background?
That would be really wild. I don't think that'll happen, unfortunately.
Now I'm going to go rewatch all the episodes and just stare hard into it.
Yeah, just let me know if you find me.
Okay. Anyways, going on.
You know, the reason that my parents started watching it was because we walked by.
I mean, understandable. That's a good reason to start watching something.
I think so, too. Right. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Where was I? All right, split personalities. He can be two very different people within just minutes of each other. So there is definitely documentation of this person being super kind and loving and careful, and then the next second he's just like an awful piece of garbage who doesn't deserve to exist.
Okay.
Okay. I sound really mad about this person.
I know. Very aggressive.
So he takes advantage of people's kindness and he just rips them off in like so many different ways. So some of the compelling arguments are as follows. Whenever the initial sketch of the killer was originally released, he looks eerily similar to this person. And as soon as the killer was caught, he just moved across the country, just like straight across the country and had no hesitation about it. He embezzled money, which is what landed him in jail, but using his manipulation skills, he was able to get back out of jail. Are you thinking?
Yes.
Okay. So he was able to like get a very similar job to the one that he had before. And then because of that, he continued to use people for his selfish gain. So, you know, this guy, he sucks. He sucks really badly.
The Joker.
Yes, obviously. No.
Money.
So he even tries to pin, like, this killer. Like, he tries to make other people be the killer. Like, he doesn't talk about it that much, but he insinuates that it's other people, which could easily, like, you know, draw people away from it and then bring them back in. That sentence made absolutely no sense. Holy cow. It'll easily make people think that it's the person he's talking about when he's really trying to throw them off of their track.
Okay.
I said that a lot better this time. Oh, I just heard myself echo. That's not good.
Maybe I should put my headphones on now.
No, it's all good. We'll just keep going. It's okay.
Okay.
Okay. So he would also use people just for sex and then money and then leave and then just keep coming back and then leave and back and leave and back.
All right.
So that is our second culprit. This last one. Yeah, we are already at the last one. I did not have enough notes on this. He is the one that definitely seems most likely for it. So he is likely the one. He works as a specialist in his place of work, and he is one of the only suspects that we were talking about that has pure evidence regarding this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he is often seen as lonely and gloomy. He doesn't have many friends, and he is in love with a girl who is married, and he is also just, like, made fun of often. Like, he doesn't have a very good home life or a good work life or a good social. He doesn't have a good life. He's just a very sad man. He often tends to be withdrawn from those around him, and he doesn't make a very big impression on those that he meets. Obviously, these aren't the reasons that he's a killer.
I know, I was about to say, I feel like that's a lot of people.
Yeah, no, that's not it. So he would also say threatening things to, like, people that would make fun of him. Like, really threatening things to them. Which isn't good. So he would say threatening things to those that would make fun of him. And whenever, you know, I was talking about the car chase that was happening, he was absolutely nowhere to be seen during this. And it seems as though during this, he was trying to call to confess to the murders, but no one picked up the phone because of that happening. So there is some evidence that his car is the same as the killer's car, but there's not, like, too much evidence proving that, you know? Like, they look the same, but that could mean anything.
Right. Okay.
So It seems as though whenever his life got more miserable, that's whenever the murders kept happening. Or, like, they started up and they just kept going. So, one of the confirmed cases happened on March 4th, which was the day that the woman he was in love with had her first child. And this definitely could have happened because they had a happy family and he had nobody. This man also just had an obsession with this guy. With the killer. So it's seeming like he had an obsession with him because he was glad that he went to jail for him. You know?
Ew.
Yeah. It's awful. It's disgusting. So he had an obsession with this killer because it seems as though he was the one that did it. And so he even went to this jail and talked to the killer. So, those are the culprits. Do you know who it is?
No.
I'm sending you a link to it now.
I am very so concerned.
Open the link.
What is it? It's an ad.
Oh, good.
Work on some exciting new startup this year. George Howard Scott, aka the alleged Scranton Strangler.
So, our episode today was about the Scranton Strangler from the TV show The Office.
Oh my god.
So, can you guess the people that I was saying was convicted?
Wait, hold on. No. Okay. So, wait, no. Who were the people?
Okay. So, the first one was Creed.
Okay, yeah.
And the actor for Creed, who's, you know, his name is actually Creed Bratton, he has also said that he thinks that Creed is the Scranton Strangler.
Oh my god.
By the way. And then the next one was Ryan Howard.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one was obviously Toby Flenderson. So.
Toby. Who was the one that... Who would, like, visit the person in jail?
It was Toby. He was the last person to, Well, he was on the jury for the Scranton Strangler.
Oh, yeah.
And then, remember, he went to jail to talk to him, to tell him that he thought he was innocent, and then he came back strangled. So the thought there is that he went to tell him he thinks he's innocent, and that he's the one that did it, and then he just got so mad that he strangled him.
Okay, now that makes sense. Oh, my god.
Ta-da! So you had no idea?
No, literally. I was literally thinking of, like, Johnny Depp characters. Like, what's his face? From the play you were in. What's his name again?
Sweeney Todd?
Yes! For some reason, I was thinking of him at first, and I was like, no.
No, Sweeney Todd would have been a good one, though. I remember in one of our first episodes, we joked about how we were going to do the health inspector from SpongeBob as our April Fool's episode.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought about doing that one. But I realized, like, hey, you like The Office. You've seen it. Like,
it's true.
I should do that. And I'm glad that I changed it up enough to where it didn't.
I know. I mean, you did good rather than being like, oh, yes, here. And I was like, yep.
Thank you. There is also a theory that it's Moe's, you know, Dwight's cousin that did it. And also there's like a theory that it was Jim. There's so many theories.
Doing it. Not Jim.
I can totally see Moe's doing it. And one of the Moe's like explanations for it was just like he has gravestones in his backyard. And that Dwight literally says that Moe's has killed a few people and that he's planning on killing him. So
I feel like his is the most, like... that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely would make sense for Moe's to be it. But I didn't want to do that one just because I was like, okay, I... like, there's not enough. And I mean... There was definitely more information on Creed, but I was like, you know what? The fact that he's literally killed people before and that he just showed up in blood to the Halloween episode, it's okay. Like, do you remember that part? He said, like, he shows up in blood and someone's like, that's a nice costume. And he was like, oh, it's Halloween. That is really good timing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No, that, I mean, that makes sense.
It does. But I couldn't say that he showed up to work in it. Otherwise, it may have been too obvious. Or yeah.
Yeah.
There was just a lot that happened there. So who do you think this Scranton Strangler is?
Moe's,
yeah. Uh-huh. I think it's Toby. I mean, a lot of people think it's Toby. I see something here that said Jan might be the Scranton Strangler.
Jan's just insane.
Jan is insane. So, there you go. That is the case of the Scranton Strangler.
I love it.
So, yeah. That's all I have for you today.
I like that we were able to do just something, like, chill.
Right. And I mean, the world has been sucky recently, so.
It really has been.
I mean, And I mean, I did post a poll on our Twitter in case you guys want to go vote on it. Did you see the poll?
Yes, I did.
Okay. It's just, we might do a collaboration episode with the David and David podcast because they're a really lighthearted comedy podcast. Have you heard their most recent episodes?
I actually haven't, just because, you know, I really listen to podcasts when I have, like, driving time.
Right.
And I haven't been driving, so.
It's understandable. Yeah, I'm so behind on podcasts just because I can't leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing an entire series over famous rats and who they think would win in battles. So,
Listen
to that. Part one is up. I think the most powerful rat right now is Mickey Mouse.
Obviously.
Right. But in the top contenders, they also have First Plague Rat, Chuck E. Cheese. There's a lot.
Although technically Mickey Mouse isn't a rat. He's a mouse.
Well, yeah. Alrighty. Well, thank you guys for listening to our joke episode of the year.
Yes, thank you. Also, happy April Fools, because this will be going up.
Yeah, we are just filming.
Correct?
Yeah, tomorrow. I'll post it to go up tomorrow at like 9 a.m. So
awesome. So y'all enjoy that. At least we're giving y'all some sort of content during this.
And we'll be back to our normal murder and ghost stories probably at some point.
Yeah.
Because I am desperate to talk about a murder case soon. So, I finished my Ted Bundy book. So, that's
true.
Once all I get all of my information together, we'll have a massive three-parter Ted Bundy episode.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I mean, I'm not excited, but excited at the same time.
He's, like, an infamous killer. So, it's like, a lot of people know about him, so I'm going to try to bring information to the table that hasn't been used before.
Right.
Hopefully that works.
That would be cool.
It would be. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes, thank y'all. We really appreciate you. And make sure you email us your own stories, opinions, feedback, whatnot.
HorrorSlumberParty@gmail.com.
And follow us on Instagram at
HorrorSlumberPartyPodcast.
And Twitter?
Party_horror. I need to get that changed.
I love these platforms, you guys, because you can see exactly when we upload. And you can also see a few visuals, because in a podcast you can't see, obviously, you just listen. So, Emily always makes sure to post a couple pictures just so you can get an idea of whatever house or person or whatever we're talking about. So make sure y'all go at us on those. That way you can see exactly what's happening in our stories.
And also, by the time this episode should be up, our website should be up and running, and we should have all of our information there as well.
Yes. So once we get the website up and running completely, we'll make sure to let y'all know that that exists, and all the links and stuff for that as well. So
yeah.
Thank y'all so much for listening, and please, please, please try to enjoy today's world the best you can. I don't know what's happening, but just love your friends and family, and keep chugging along.
Yep.
Good night. Scary dreams.
Bye.